All right, Olinsky. All right. All right. Final chance to do a Blur Truth podcast before the end of the year. And look, you know, Pete just wandered into the studio and I thought, you know what? Let's roll tape and let's talk about the Night Watchers paranormal guys who are, well, you'd think this time of year they'd be winding down. Anything but. I haven't got Dan here because, well, Dan's busy, you know, earning some real dollars. But Pete, welcome to the Blur Truth microphone. It's always good to have the Night Watcher guys in, or even the Night Watcher.
Thanks, Bilko. It's a pleasure to be here, mate.
So, been a big year, we know. I mean, go back through, season three, and what are the highlights been of the year so far, despite COVID?
Okay, it's been a really interesting thing. We got a shout-out from a paranormal debunker in the States, The Shape, which was awesome because our subscribers went up and it was really fantastic.
And that really works, does it? If someone big recommends someone else, then those people who follow him sort of go, well, if he's recommending them, I should check these guys out. Does that mean a lot?
It does. Well, because he shouted us out as a legit paranormal YouTube channel, basically, we got bombarded with messages. Oh, The Shape sent us over. We love your stuff. We're going to subscribe now. And we've just been bombarded with it. It's been amazing. You know, it's really interesting to see.
And his claim to fame is debunking, is it right?
Oh, yeah. He's debunked some really big names on YouTube, which is good, you know, because I think if you do a YouTube channel, especially in paranormal field, you should really be honest with your subscribers, with what you investigate. There's no point in faking, because if you fake, you're going to get caught out in the end, and it's just not good, you know?
So this guy, The Shape, now recommends all these other people. You've got more subscribers. And this is what we need to stress to the Blur Truth audience, that if you want to plug into something that's real and happening around this area, get onto you guys, because you guys do some behind-the-scenes stuff that only subscribers can see. I mean, yeah, everyone can see those videos. But you sort of, you know, let people into, you know, how stuff's done, or just some of the experiences you go through during those sightings and hunts.
Oh, for sure. 100%. And two, that's why sometimes we take subscribers with us, because they see what we do and they can validate that we don't fake anything. And that's the most important thing, because you get out there. Like, I've got no dramas with YouTubers that say, oh, okay, this is it's only for show. If they put a title up, I'd still watch them. But when they lie to their subscribers, then, you know, then it's like, where's your credibility gone? Mm. You know, it all goes down the tube.
There's no trickery with yours, because you guys, you know, you do highlight bits and pieces. Did you hear that noise? So the video circles back, or you show the device you use to pick up an EVP, or you know, you go into this new sensory deprivation that's been a big thing of this season. That really freaks me out, because... Yeah, we're always when we're around somewhere, we're grounded. You can see a room, you can feel the floor, but when you put the headphones on, go total silence and just hear your heartbeat or something, is it?
Well, basically, with a sensory deprivation session, what happens is that we'll put a chair in a haunted area. Either myself or Dan will sit in that chair. We blindfold ourselves, and then we plug our headphones into the spirit box. And then we just hear the spirit box. So you're in pitch black. You can't see anything. You can't hear movement around you. You run off your feelings, how you feel, and you also run off what's said into the headset. Now, Dan or myself will be outside of the room asking questions, and then I can't hear what he's saying, or he can't hear what I'm saying. So any question we get, and if we answer that question, well, then... I haven't heard him. He hasn't heard me. Mm. So it's got to be something more legit, or something more in that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I know you guys love the Gympie Killula Coast area. That has been a big focus. And next year you want to go bigger. Of course, COVID has come back to haunt us again.
Yeah.
I think the most extraordinary one I've seen is Kingston House. That was I'm really amazed they allowed you to come through and investigate there. That's worth watching on the latest season.
That one was absolutely brilliant. I love Gympie. The people up in Gympie have been awesome, both to Dan and I, and that's one of our favourite places to go. We've got a video coming out hopefully this week or next week, just unsure yet, and that was the Gympie Gold Mining Historical Museum.
Now tell us about that. Remember, you're on the radio with me the other day, and I couldn't believe that you'd go there. I thought all that was there was a coffee shop and people went gold panning and that was it, but there's so much more.
Oh, well, the research I did, like, because I booked those locations, I rang them and said, oh, can we come up and do a video? And yeah, great, no drums, awesome. We got up there. It's on 5 hectares. Now, that's a big property, but we thought it was only the cafe and a couple of little buildings. No. It's got a room where they used to refine the gold. Then they've got two schools that have been moved to the site. They have Andrew Fisher's house, the fifth Australian Prime Minister. His house has been moved to
that site. That's something I didn't know about Gympie, all right?
Yeah, he's came from Scotland, but he settled in Gympie. Now, he worked in the gold mines himself, and from there, he decided to start his political career. So, we'll put that research into the video. But from that, there's also the Light Horseman Museum on site. There's a church on site. There's also
any underground parts, being a mining, or is it just the museum part? I think a mine would be underground, but it's not so much a mine there, is it, even though Gympie is surrounded by a lot of mines from the past?
Interesting fact about that. They've got where the mine went down, the mine shaft went down, where they put the drill, the mine shaft, where they put the lift to take the miners down into there. But you can go in there and have a look at all the equipment in there. It's phenomenal. Like, absolutely phenomenal. This place is so big. I was shocked. Like, I'm like, we're going to come back and do about three or four more videos here because it was too much.
Well, I've done the Sovereign Hill Ballarat, and you go down into the mines around Bendigo as well in Victoria, and you do get to walk through some of those silent areas, and the silence because of the deadening of the earth is quite deafening. It's almost like sensory deprivation. Can you imagine doing that sort of thing in an underground mine where you've got no outside sensation except for maybe the feeling of the earth or something around you thumping away?
To be honest, I'd love to do that. Yeah. That would be a rush for both Dan and I, because like I said to you, and I've always said to you, is that the reason why we do this is to find that truth out there. And any new experiences that we get, it's just, it heightens everything, you know, and that's something that I'd love to do in the future.
All right. So 2021, what's in store? More around the Gympie-Cooloola Coast area, or do you want to go further afield?
We do want to go further afield. There's a couple of locations down in Mount Tambourine that I'm trying to organise. I know there's an abandoned Catholic school that freaky stuff happens at, so we want to get down there and have a look at that. We're going back to Gympie, of course, because there's so much up there that we have to still film. But we're doing a massive big collaboration this year. I'm in talks with them, Parish Paranormal. Now, they've got something like 23,000 followers on Facebook, and it's someone big that we want to collaborate with and experience some new things with. So we're going to collaborate with them. Obviously, we're going to get in with the girls from Haunted again.
Yeah,
love those girls. They're awesome. But we want to travel, try and get down to Gold Coast, have a look down there, hook up with some groups down there, back up to Maryborough. So we're trying to expand slowly.
Mm.
Now, being self-funded, it does make it a little hard, but and getting the time, obviously.
Well, let's put it out there. If any subscribers may want to become, what do they call it, a Patreon or a Patriot to...
Member.
A member.
Yeah, they can join our private members group on YouTube. Basically, what that gets is, I think it's like $6 a month, but you get a lot of behind-the-scenes footage of me and Dan being clowns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you also get...
wearing Santa hats.
Yeah.
That's a nice Christmas message. I appreciate the shout-out too for Zinc here, so thank you.
Oh, mate, anytime. For what you guys do for us, that's no dramas at all. We love the Zinc family. We love hanging out with you. That's why we've got something special lined up for you this year, so...
Well, hang on, what?
Yeah.
What?
No, we've got something very, very special lined up for you and Ali, so could be interesting.
Does Ali know?
No. And mate, this is the first you're hearing of it too, mate.
Hang on. Let's see if I can get Ellie on the phone.
Yep.
And bring her into the fold here. So I'll just let me look up. Just excuse me while I look up a little number here. I'll plug a number in, Pete. See if she answers, eh?
Awesome.
Al, it's Bilko and Pete here from the Night Watchers. How are you?
Hey, Ali.
I missed who's with you. Poor Dan.
Dan's not with us
Dan,
today.
Dan's earning some money. Pete's one half. Pete's a one half of the Night Watchers.
Pete, not Paul. Why did I say Paul?
Oh, that's okay.
You know what? When
she's singing with the 12 Apostles.
I actually thought it was wrong.
No, Pete.
How are you, Pete?
I'm good, Ali. How are you?
Now, we want to exclusively let something out there. Look, Pete's just dropped the bombshell that next year They've got something organised.
Hang on. I'm stopping you. Because you're not live on air.
Yes, we are. We're live to the Blur Truth podcast, and we're live to the radio audience now.
You are not. I was going to say, you can't have that going out with me calling in the wrong name.
No, we'll edit that later for you, Ali. But look, Pete just floored me by saying he wants us to get involved with something next year, and I thought we better let you know what's going on. I don't want to leave you in the dark. You question him, Ali, because this scares me.
I love how he says, Pete, we better let you know what's going on. I have the sneaking suspicion I have absolutely no say in this. Why wasn't I consulted? I'm sweating with fear.
We're consulting you now.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Dan and I decided this a little bit ago, and you guys, neither of you have a say. We've just decided this, and it's something very special for you guys.
Oh. Oh, hang on. Any hints, like whereabouts?
Very special. Yeah, what does that entail?
Okay. Basically, what Dan and I have decided is we're going to take you out on, you and Bilko, out on an investigation with us.
Oh, my God. What does that mean?
That means that you're coming to a very special location that we love, and I know the Zinc family here loves this location too. So would you like to know where that is, Ali?
Oh, is it a pub somewhere?
Well, what did you say, Bilko?
It's a pub somewhere. That would be awesome.
Okay, I'm more in now because I was going to say, you seem to be using the word special a lot, and I'm wondering what that's actually code for.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be very frightened. Where are we going?
Okay, where we are going, we're going to the lovely Majestic Theatre in Pomona.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's got a big organ there, Ali. Big pipe organ.
I'm glad you qualified that.
Go on, sorry.
What's happening at the Majestic? What's the story? Clearly, it's obviously haunted. There's a story. Talk to me.
Okay, now the Majestic Theatre. It is one of the only silent movie theatres in Australia, actually in the world. Now,
okay.
It's
how
all.
Cool.
It is absolutely awesome. Now, this Majestic Theatre, you've got to realise that it is old. Now, okay. In the early 1900s, the servicemen and their wives used to go out and check this theatre out. Now, on the YouTube channel, there's a couple of videos that we have done prior there. Mm-hmm. And you can see how much paranormal activity is in that place. We've even got footage of a curtain, one of the stage curtains, moving by itself. And we were nowhere near it.
Is this have you chosen the most haunted place up the North Coolangatta?
Well, it's been, I can tell you now, it's been featured with the Gympie Times, Gympie Today, as one of the most haunted areas there.
And we're not talking about Ron, the proprietor, who likes to play the organ on a Saturday morning for those silent movies. I mean, he is definitely alive. He hasn't passed on yet.
No.
Well, that's nice.
And basically, what's going to happen, sorry for interrupting you there, Ali, what's going to happen is that we will go in there for a couple of hours and we'll have the whole theatre to ourselves.
Are we doing this at night?
Yes.
Well, I guess you are called the night watchers,
watchers. Well, I'll bring the snacks, Ali. Oh, that's the least I can do.
Well, I'll bring the nappy.
And we'll see if you can do a sensory deprivation with one of us.
Oh, I have no idea what that is. But
oh, good. We'll let you know because I have an insight into what it is, Ali, but I'll leave you hanging between now and 2021 as to what that's involved.
I'm excited / scared. If I don't rock up on January the 11th for our first show, you know why.
Oh, we'll find you. We'll come get you.
I'm sure you will.
Well, you have a great Christmas in the meantime, Ali. And, that was a nice little present from Pete and myself to you, okay?
Yeah, thank you very little.
Oh, she was appreciative, Pete, so, yeah, good. That's exciting. That's exciting news. Majestic Theatre Pomona, because they've been a big supporter of you guys for ages. Have a look at some of those old videos. I'll repost them up on our Facebook. But it's really cool to be actually a part of what you guys do. I mean, sitting on the outside and observing is always fun. But to get involved and then actually see the process and the time it takes to put this thing together will be cool. So, mate, thank you for thinking of us.
No worries, mate, because both Dan and I look at this is that you've been a big help to us. You know, you're a part of our Night Watcher YouTube channel as well, you know, and why not take you out on an investigation to experience what we experience, you know, to get that joy of hearing something that you wouldn't hear every day, you know, and that's important for us. We want you a part of it, Bilko.
Mate, I want to say thank you again. 2021 is going to be bigger despite COVID. We'll get through it once the vaccine happens. Then the Night Watchers can go international. I'm sure that another couple of years will be down the track for you guys.
Yeah. For sure, mate. Looking forward to it. One little thing I do want to throw in, and if I don't say it, I'm going to get killed. My niece Jade, it's her 18th birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday, Jade. Love you heaps. But sorry, Bilko, I had to throw that in.
That's fine.
I love her to death. Good kid.
Get on you, Jade. And have a great end of 2020 as well. We'll catch you next year.
Merry Christmas, Bilko.